Welcome to Kinsman Redeemer Ministries, a Christian identity church that believes in the good news that the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Germanic, and kindred people are the true Israel of Scriptures. Well, good day. I'm Pastor Mark Downey, and today's message is an open letter to white military veterans. Greetings to the white Christian men and women in uniform who have served our nation and took an oath to defend the Constitution, and probably did so with the intent to protect the American people from enemies wanting to destroy us. I deeply regret having to pop your bubble that our real enemies are mostly from within, rather than foreigners thousands of miles away, and that this threat has been prevalent for a long time. Many high-ranking military officers have written about this betrayal, and I would be happy to provide you with a recommended reading list if you care to get informed. Well, today I want to speak to you as a veteran who served honorably in Vietnam, the Vietnam conflict. It wasn't a constitutionally declared war. However, I have come to the conclusion that politicians who conducted that misadventure halfway around the world were not so honorable. For the last 30 years, I've been studying and researching America's foreign entanglements in relationship to the Bible, and the reality of the truth is shocking. The first shocker is that communism is not dead. It has merely gotten a makeover and name change to democracy, to continue the agenda of a godless one-world government and the consolidation of a global economy. It is sad to report that all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto have been legislatively incorporated into American law. I bet you didn't know this. The Supreme Commander of American Armed Forces in Vietnam were Soviet Union generals through the auspices of the United Nations, which is why we lost 57,000 lives and abandoned 2,000 POW MIAs. Senators John Kerry and John McCain quashed the congressional investigation that would have liberated those captured by the enemy and then rudely spurned distraught POW MIA families. Well, not much has changed in 30 years since the end of the Vietnam War. The so-called neoconservatives or neocons were all leftist socialists and Jews, which is merely a euphemism for communist, and are the key players who designed the blueprint for the Iraq War, years before it actually started. Many investigators believe the culprits of the 9/11 tragedy were not Al-Qaeda, but rather the Mossad, and that Al-Qaeda is the invention of the CIA, used as an excuse for war profiteering within the military-industrial complex, which President Eisenhower warned us about. Which leads us to the second shocker. Communism is Jewish. These people are not our friends, regardless of what establishment opinion makers try to tell you. And the big lie is that they are not God's chosen people. Current events in the Middle East being perpetrated by the American military are not serving the best interest of the United States, nor is trade with Red China. Both policies are to the advantage of those anti-Christian enemies who want to bury us. Because the Jewish manipulation of this fabricated war, our sabotaged economy is in shambles, and over 4,000 American families, mostly white, have not been given a good enough reason why their sons and daughters died. Maybe Dick Cheney's cronies at Halliburton can give you some good corporate justifications. It's ludicrous to think our troops died for our freedoms and due process of law when traitorous legislation like the Patriot Act makes every effort to remove our freedoms, like habeas corpus or free speech. An Alabama Chief Justice of the Supreme Court doesn't even have the clout to keep the Ten Commandments in public view. The political sponsors of abusing our constitutional rights, our economy, and our military, consider those in uniform, you, as nothing more than cannon fodder and expendable collateral. In fact, the next Agent Orange scandal that will affect and afflict tens of thousands of Iraq War veterans will be those who were exposed to depleted uranium munitions, not to mention the fact that Iraq will become a toxic wasteland. And they will once again try to sweep it under the rug, just as they did with the USS Liberty, being attacked by Israeli jets in a calculated attempt to sink it and murder all crew members. Miraculously, the USS Liberty was not sunk, although the Jewish pilots killed 34 Americans and wounded 172 Navy servicemen. Who needs enemies when you've got allies like that? Notwithstanding this treachery, the same rogue government and media cover-up, a multitude of other atrocities and war crimes. The third and last shocker is that there is indeed a conspiracy of genocide against the white race, not just militarily, but in the civilian sector as well. Romans 8:36 warns us that we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Specifically, it is aimed against white Christians who know and understand the evil that is in the world and are desperately trying to shock our people back into the reality that will spare us from destruction. The purpose of this message is to introduce you to Christian identity so that you will know who's who. There's a grievous case of mistaken identity that you need to be informed of. This open letter to my fellow veterans may sound off the wall or even bizarre to most of our comatose countrymen, but to those vets who realize something is terribly wrong, we must band together and stand in the gap for what is right and true. The truth shall make us free. Everything I'm telling you can be substantiated. Likewise, the Bible warns us, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Our trust of politicians who continually lie to us and betray the public confidence in our constitutional republic, not a democracy, will most certainly lead us into a nightmare of perpetual unconstitutional wars. We must stop the insanity before it reaches a point of no return. It is not too far-fetched of an idea that the mixed multitude of non-white illegal aliens will be conscripted into the U.S. Army, being trained in the latest high-tech warfare, only to be unleashed on American soil during a false flag national emergency through executive orders to declare martial law and initiate a roundup of dissident patriotic voices. This is what always happens in a communist pogrom, and the gulags are ready to go if we don't fight now to win back the hearts and minds of our people. The American vet has been treated like dirt. My fellow white veterans, I believe there's still a special remnant of a few good men and women who still love their nation and want to preserve their racial heritage, who are looking for the right message that has a grip on the situation and a plan with a purpose. I found such a movement with fed-up vets just like you, who are now proactive in lawfully taking our country back. You too can and must get involved, not out of fear or hate, but for the love of what must be our God-given destiny. Love is the keeping of God's commandments, which is being removed from our courts, schools, and even churches. The love of righteousness is our future. Don't listen to the enemy propaganda coming from a controlled and shallow media. They're the same kind of people who rationalize you're being maimed or sickly for the rest of your life, while they have the audacity to justify sodomites in uniform. The military itself is sick with a satanic agenda of homogenizing all cultures and all religions into the perfect colorblind soldier, who will be ordered to fight for the gods of multicultural diversity. It will fail, for it is written, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. So now is the time to stand for something, lest ye fall for anything. Our uniforms are made white, being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Our military army is the Christian identity movement. We are probably the closest thing to the first century apostolic church, and the adversaries of Jesus Christ are maligning our message just as they did 2,000 years ago. If you want to take back the land of your forefathers and claim your God-given birthright, then motivate yourself right now to learn more about who you are in the eyes of God and what your responsibilities are during these trying times. You can warn those you love in short order that we're approaching a threshold of life and death where you can either wake up and live or die in your sleep. God is calling upon his people to call out a warning to their kindred. If you care about your own kind, get down on your knees and pray to God for forgiveness of personal and national sins, to heal our land and deliver us from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. The overwhelming evidence of treason is clearly seen with no-win wars, a failure to defend our own borders, and an accelerated moral decline. I believe the Christian identity truth can change the horrible direction in which our nation is being led, with the tried and true patriotism of the past and present heroes of faith that understand and appreciate the principles that made our nation great. Be all that God intended you to be. Contend for the faith, and together we will rebuke the real enemy of America. Our heavenly commander-in-chief is not mocked. Victory in our kinsman redeemer, Jesus Christ. God bless, and we hope to be hearing from you soon. Hail Jesus the Christ, praying our Arian benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen.